He kept talking and I kept listening, but I was troubled in some way that I couldn't quite define, and more troubled as he started to slide his plate about, closer and closer to my side of the table. Then, leaning across the table himself, he attempted to make a point. It was a point I could hardly appreciate because of my growing uneasiness. Finally, he took pity on me and said, "I just gave you a demonstration of the power of nonverbal communication." Puzzled, I asked, "What was that?" "I aggressively threatened you and challenged you. I put you in a position of having to assert yourself, and that bothered you." Still uncomprehending, I asked, "But how? What did you do?" "I put down my cigarettes to start with," he explained. Yet by an unspoken rule, we had previously divided the table in half, half for you and half for me, when we first sat down. I wasn't conscious of any such division.